today's kerfuffle about Enda Kenny's interview or partial interview with News Talk reminded me of an occasion when I went to visit the News Talk studios. I was asked to come back to do a second piece on my questions regarding Your Country, Your Call. I came into the studio. On the first occasion, Your Country, Your Call had been represented by Professor von Prondinsky, who had performed admirably and answered my questions and perhaps raised more questions than he'd answered with his answers, but nonetheless had engaged entirely with as a discussion. The second time wasn't quite the same experience. Chris Donoghue was the interviewer. Ivan Yates was there, but he was looking after the next segment. He didn't participate. And Padraig McKeown was in studio for Your Country, Your Call. The first time we came to the item, I was asked a question. I spoke briefly. And then Padraig McKeown was asked a question. And he launched into a kind of pre-prepared speech from his notes, which would have been fine. You know, that's a perfectly valid way of trying to deal with things that you don't want to discuss. Certainly, if you work in PR, I'm sure it's one of the ways that our people are told is to deal with difficult questions. The problem was that there were no more difficult questions, because while Padraig was talking, a man came into the studio from behind me and physically took away my microphone. Well, that was the end of a balanced discussion, or indeed any kind of engagement. And the piece went on with Padraig monologuing until the news broke in. So you can imagine, I wasn't too surprised to hear that the news hounds of News Talk had agreed to let Enda Kenny sort of set the limits to what could be discussed in their interview. News Talk is currently advertising itself as news without the state-run spin. And certainly RTE does sometimes drive me mad with various kinds of subtle and less subtle spins. But nonetheless, there are worse things than state-run spin. And I think News Talk may have found one of them.